You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success, recent reports show 1 in 10 Americans leave home without a dollar in their pockets, while 80% carry $20 or less. One application called Bravo Tipping Made Easy is more convenient, a less expensive alternative to tipping without cash. The founders, Dr. Hector and Maria Rodriguez Luna, spent years developing the concept and making sure it was both a safe and secure method of payment. With Bravo, the user phone data is encrypted and the application has a security PIN. The app was recently announced in the Phoenix metropolitan area, and the founders are ready to go nationwide, which is great news. The app has been piloted with 20 local businesses in the Phoenix area, and they cite an increased rise in gratuities captured. Dr. Rodriguez Luna is here today to tell us more about this innovative new app called Bravo. Dr. Rodriguez Luna, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
So, for starters, please tell our listeners the history behind Bravo Tipping and why did you decide to create the app?
Well, you know, like many ideas and inventions, Bravo was born out of an epiphany, basically from a personal experience. I was with my family on a hiking trip in southern Utah about 2 years ago, and this was a 4 days, sort of like a nature hike holiday trip. We went there just to clear our minds, and so it was a great trip. But then the one thing that legitimately bothered me is that I had no cash for any gratuities. You know, we had wonderful tour guides. They did a fantastic job. But, you know, one of the things that was a great about the trip is that we were really far from civilization. And so I'm actually a very good tipper, and it really bothered me that I had no cash money in the pocket to show our tour guides the gratitude and to honor their wonderful service through the trip. So on the way home, it was sort of like a 6 to 7 hour drive. We're thinking, well, I'm sure there is an application out there so we can download and sync with these tour guides and helping and tipping generously for a job well done. So we even thought, well, I'm sure it's GPS-based. How do we find them? maybe there's a code. Well, the reality is we came home, looked into the app stores, Android, iOS, Apple, and there was not a gratuity application. There were many great tip calculators, but not a gratuity payment gateway. We couldn't believe it, but then that sort of like launched the homework to the creation of Bravo Tipping Made Easy.
Gotta love the situations that prompt us to create things along the way, businesses and technology speaking with this app. What makes this app different from anything else in the current marketplace?
So first, we did a feasibility study. We did some random interviews, almost like a focus group style interview. And we felt that it was robust. It was very welcome for from the people we interviewed. And we decided to embark in the project. So at this point, we had a couple of very important points. One of them is that there was not a gratuity payment gateway. Then we look into the market. Is there a real market for this? Well, there is. We pull data from the IRS, from Cornell University studies and polls, and particularly from a tipping expert in the United States. His name is Professor Michael Lin. So this market is up to $42 billion market. And further studies showed that up to 20% of the times, the service professional doesn't get a gratuity because there is no cash in the pocket, and up to 37% are under tip. So this is a situation that we all recognize. We all go through this. Sometimes we don't think about it, but it's a very common daily scenario that you don't have cash in the pocket. Oftentimes you run to the corner, to the ATM. But so if you feel that, wow, this happens to me every now and then, well, it happens up to 20% of the time. So essentially we realized we had identified a real need, an untapped market, and we had already designed the solution in our brains.
Your team mentions that it is not safe to pay tips in cash. Why do you believe businesses have mainly provided only a cash tipping option today?
Well, you know, it is a real conundrum. So during some of the focus groups, we have heard different industries that oftentimes they feel very uncomfortable carrying large amount of cash money in their pockets. So, in fact, you know, if you do a quick internet search, you will find reports from different parts of the country where a person steals a tip jar. So we, in fact, made reference about this in our frequently asked questions at trybravo.com. But again, this is one of those no clear answer questions, perhaps because oftentimes the employer doesn't realize the needs of the employee. But again, this is pure speculation. The truth of the matter is that this danger is over with Bravo Tipping Made Easy. We do, and we will take care of the problem. And in fact, our mission was to develop an easy-to-use new financial technology without card readers, swipers, scanners, terminals. So like a technology that could be used anywhere from your cell phone without sharing your information. You can use this from the wilderness, which is the situation where we were, with a very high level of security, without exchanging personal information. This was very big for us. No need to exchange emails, telephones, pictures, nothing like that, to keep the privacy of the users protected.
Today we are joined by Dr. Hector Rodriguez Luna, CEO and the co-founder of Bravo Tipping Made Easy, that is becoming the best alternative to tipping without using cash with social integrity, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Rodriguez Luna, you currently piloted the app in Phoenix, as we mentioned earlier. How do you see expansion, and what cities are you currently looking at to enter next?
So, you know, our focus has been Phoenix because this is where the headquarters are located. This is where we live. So it was natural to launch the beta, the public beta here in Phoenix and start gaining traction. So right now we're on the validation phase. And as you mentioned, we have over 20 valet stations, nail salons, golf cars. We even have a local dog rescue that's using it for donations. So it is a very agnostic, versatile application that you can actually use not only to pay tips, but also you can exchange money between friends, family. People have sent money to their children, which are out of state in college. You can use it as a merchant to pay your pool service man or landscaper. So after this validation phase that we've been going through for the last 6 weeks, it's going to be week number 7 now, we have lined up the our growth strategy. And as far as where we're going to go, it could be California, could be in New York. It most likely will be a larger city. But that is something that will be defined at some point in time in the next few weeks. As you know, there is no such a thing as a local growth, because with the internet, pretty much everything is national. So we have seen in our analytics that our application has been downloaded in New York, in Illinois, Florida, California, Nevada, Utah, of course, Arizona, and also Texas. We also have seen downloads in Europe and in Puerto Rico. And this is only organically.
How fun is that? How does the app actually work, and what platforms can you download it on?
So the application, essentially what we created it, and this is what I call, this is the secret sauce of Bravo Tipping Made Easy. Our application is essentially GPS-based, and this is part of the fact that we want it to be very easy to use, not intrusive at all, so I don't have to go to you and ask your personal information or for your credit card. Rather, it will find you by GPS. This is a patent. We actually have, we're patent pending on a software-hardware API that is GPS-based. And we also added near-field communication as part of the proprietary design that we have. So there are two different users. There is the user that will give the tip, and there is the user that will receive the payment or the tip. So you can sign up to receive or give money. That doesn't matter whether you are a service professional or not. You can use it for any type of utility, as I mentioned before, even to exchange money between friends. So once you activate the launch the application and check in, you activate to be found by GPS. The user will find you over certain number of miles, geofence that we have chosen at this point, which eventually we're going to narrow down to about 100 meters as we get more users. So once we find the service professional, choose the service professional, comes up, there is a prearranged amount of tips that the person chose when he or she was creating the account. That can be changed. So let's say you choose that your gratuity arrangement is $5, $7, and $10. We have three options. And you say, well, I think I want to give $10. So you can click and change the amount of tip, accept, and close the transaction. It really takes no more. If you're an established user with Bravo, it doesn't take more than 10 seconds to execute that transaction. If you're a new user, we actually designed the application to be very small. Our application is about 17 megabytes in size. On purpose, we wanted to design it that way so it downloads really quick. And let's compare that with Uber. Uber is 16 megabytes in size. And then once you download, if you're a brand new user, first-time user, you can click and skip through the sign-up process. You can see the dashboard of the available service professionals. You can click the person. And if you really want to proceed and execute the transaction, you choose the amount you want to pay or tip the service professional. Once you do that, it will ask you for your credit card. The credit card is a quick scan of the credit card. We use Card.io, which is proprietary of PayPal. PayPal bought the company. And that information goes into our merchant processor, which is Braintree. We chose Braintree because it's large, it's really robust, their security is amazing. And in addition to that, we can actually do transactions in 130 different currencies. That's why we chose Braintree. Braintree is actually used by Airbnb and Uber. So and that's pretty much it, the transaction. It's very easy to use. The user experience, it essentially was designed to execute a transaction in three steps, one, two, three, and you're done. Then you can save your information to be used in the future. But again, as I mentioned before, our secret sauce, what we feel is very special about Bravo, is that we, number one, protect the security tremendously, the privacy of the users, and we use Global Positioning Service, which is the only application payment gateway that uses Global Positioning Service to identify the users and to execute the transaction. It's the only one at this point in the world.
You talk about the social aspect of the organization. What social initiatives does Bravo support?
We want to keep in mind the reason why Bravo exists. It was really invented to empower the service professional. And that's really the goal that we have. And that's what my co-founder and I are. We are people that in other business ventures in the past, we've been successful, and we're very thankful for that. But one of the successes is the fact that we empower our employees, and we like to empower people. So as part of Bravo, we feel that in a way, the idea of empowering an individual, it also has to do with ensuring that everybody is equal, there is no disparity. And so what we have committed to is, and we're true believers of the education, what we have committed to is that when Bravo is successful, part of the process will go to education. We are true believers in education. We are the product of good education, parents that force education upon us. And so that's one of our commitments. Our second commitment is helping our non-human counterparts. And what I mean by that is humane societies. We're actually big dog lovers. In fact, we have two little dogs that we call them the chief emotional support officers of the company, and in Toro and Gala. And so we actually have engaged in supporting our first rescue shelter in Phoenix, which is called Chiquita Chihuahua Rescue. And so those are our two first social missions. One of them is in full execution. The other one will kick in the next couple of months as we gain more traction.
Well, there's certainly a lot of apps out there in the market, but this one certainly is one that's certainly going to make a lot of noise. I can already see that. How can one download the app? Where's the best place?
So you can download the application in the Apple Store. It goes by Bravo TP Made Easy. And also in Google Play, also goes by Bravo TP Made Easy. If the person doesn't have a smart device, he or she can actually log in through a webpage, www.trybravo.com.
Well, that's certainly easy enough. Dr. Rodriguez Luna, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the best moving forward. Certainly a huge future with this application.
Thank you very much, and look forward to talking to you again. Thank you for this opportunity. Have a good day.
And likewise, certainly, definitely want to have you come back for an update down the road. We've been speaking with Dr. Hector Rodriguez Luna, CEO and the co-founder of Bravo Tipping Made Easy. That is becoming the best alternative to tipping without using cash, with social integrity. And once again, the website of reference is trybravo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.